The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We got Doug Danger in a few minutes on our show, and with me from the Chumash Casino in Solvang, California, is Daryl Fitzgerald, who's written a book called Your Mom Comebacks. Daryl, what you doing up there, man?
Well, just having a little bit of R&R, Phil, after the book tour. And my wife wanted me to bring our mobile home up here, so that's what we're doing. And we're having a wonderful time. It's always great to see the people up here in Solvang, and we're going to go out to the Danish bakeries and spend a little bit of time, I think, at Thanksgiving here. It's really a lot of fun.
Are you a writer by trade?
I am a writer. I've written some 300 books. At last count, the Guinness Book of Records had me as the number two and number three published author in the world behind Steve Allen, and I think there's some other gentleman, I can't remember who.
And your latest book is called Your Mom Comebacks. Tell me about that.
The book Your Mom is, seriously, Phil, I got the idea when I was told that I was a little overweight by a member of our medical staff at work because I was trying to get some insurance, and she said, you need to lose weight, and I thought that was insulting. I thought that even though the EEG readout showed that my heart muscle was seriously damaged by a series of heart attacks I had last year, the fact that I was overweight was none of her business. She was not a doctor, she's a nurse, and she said, you need to lose weight. I thought it was very insensitive and cruel. And so I thought, what can I say to her? What can I say to this nurse? And I thought, as I was leaving, your mom, and then the words last night. So, in other words, she said to me, you need to lose some weight. And I turned and I said to her, well, your mom needed to lose a little weight last night. And that was fun. That was a lot of fun. It was very satisfying. And I began to come up with these different ways of...
So wait a minute. So in other words, all you do is just throw the same insult back with the words your mom and last night?
To a degree, yeah, where you can create a double entendre. You can turn it back on itself. For instance, if somebody were to say to you, you know, those shoes you're wearing are pretty big, you can say, well, you know what, it was pretty big with your mom last night. And so it doesn't have to be an insult so much as just a playoff of someone that's something that somebody said.
I mean, I thought this was a book on comebacks for insults.
It could be insults, but you see, if someone says that your shoes are big, you're basically being told that you got big feet, which may or may not be a good thing. But you just turn it around on a person. It's the best way, too, because we live in a day and age where the answer to so many things is violence. And for my money, at least, I think the best thing to do is to just come back with something snappy.
All right, the chapter here, comebacks on the playground.
Comebacks on the playground. Say something like, boy, if you weren't so fat, you know, maybe you could have made that shot. You can say something like, well, I sure made the shot last night with your mom, see? And so that...
I mean, these are like quasi-sexual, aren't they?
Well, it depends upon the person listening. It depends upon the mind of the person listening. It depends upon the person listening. For instance, someone could say, boy, you sure need a shower. And you could say, well, I was in the shower last night with your mom. And, you know, that kind of thing. And someone will say to you, you're really stupid. And you can say, well, your mom was pretty stupid last night. So
just keep saying your mom and last night.
Exactly. You hit like a girl. Well, your mom sure hit like a girl last night. So that is the gist of it.
Well, thank you very much, Daryl, for that. It sounds pretty stupid.
Well, you sound stupid? Well, you know what? Your mom was stupid last night.
Thank you. Jackass book. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800.